7 people have been killed and another 101 wounded today in street clashes between Thai anti-government protesters and troops in central Bangkok. Clashes erupted when protesters tried to stop the troops from blocking roads to establish a perimeter around a sprawling encampment occupied by red-shirted demonstrators. Dr. Charles Montambinchinchai, a lecturer at St. John's University in Bangkok, told us more about the prospects for resolving Thailand's political crisis.
The only way I think this could end peacefully is if the moderate leadership of the Red Shirts could come back to the negotiations table and unconditionally accept all the earlier terms that were put on the table. I don't think it's too late for the government to, as it were, put back the November 17th election date back on the table. However, the problem is that the Red leadership is was and is split. I'm getting reports in the local newspapers that the major moderate figure in that movement had resigned. Now, if the moderate elements of this movement has actually been isolated in this manner, then that can only mean that the hardcore, the pro-violence elements has managed to get the upper hand. And in that case, I think the only way that this situation can be dealt with is a crackdown.